I will. I told you it was going to clock out on me. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So as I was mentioning, the tracking number, so instead of us listing your physical phone number, we would put a tracking number that's linked to your phone. So when they call it, it's still going to ring on your phone. Okay. The tracking number comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. Do you want the tracking number, or do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there? It's your preference.
Well, let's see. The tracking number would probably be nice to not have all personal information out everywhere.
I think so, too. I suggest it. I think it would be good for you to have it, because this way your personal number ain't out there to the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, perfect. And then now the areas that you want to target, okay? Do you want to target by miles? Do you want to target certain areas? What do you want to do?
Well, pretty much within 50 miles is the, you know, the
okay.
best area to make money in this state.
Perfect.
State of wealthiest areas.
Okay. Awesome. So I'll put 50 miles. If you ever decide, again, remember, if you decide, I want to go 60 miles, or I want to go 70, or I want to target this county, or I want these zip codes, just let us know and we can update it. Okay? You can change it at any time. All right?
Okay. That 50 miles is kind of like as the crow flies radius.
Okay.
Correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when it comes to your method of contact, do you prefer to be contacted by phone, text, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Yeah, maybe phone and text. Just sometimes I'm in the middle of working and
yeah.
take a look
okay.
at a mess and remind
okay.
myself.
No worries. Time. What are your hours of operation that you want to be listed for?
Eight to five sounds reasonable.
That's reasonable. Is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
We could put Monday through Friday.
Okay. Monday to Friday, eight to five.
Well,
and
I guess for bids and other things, Saturday would be a good day to put on there. Honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What time does Saturday?
How about 9 to 4?
9 to 4. Okay. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I am.
Oh, good for you. And what are the forms of payments that you accept from your clients? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App.
Yeah, for the most part, it's just been cash, check. I have taken Venmo.
Uh-huh. What about Zelle?
I might be dating myself. Yeah, Zelle. Zelle is one
okay.
that I've used to pay other people. I have not really been paid by it yet, so that would work as well.
Okay. Do you do PayPal or Cash App?
I have done PayPal, now that you say that. Cash App, I'm not
okay.
sure I've ever used. I haven't.
Now,
used.
If at any time you start doing Cash App, taking payments through that, or taking payments through a credit card or debit, just let us know so that way we can update it. Okay? Okay. Now, I think you might, I don't know if maybe you have on your, because I know I have it on my bank, where if there's a certain charge that I have like an exceeded limit, right? Because I tried to charge the card and it came back that it exceeds your approval amount limit. So I don't know if you'll need to call the bank to let them know that you're trying to charge $2,700. Because I've had to do that with my bank, and I don't want to charge the card a third time without you calling the bank first.
How about a check over the phone?
Yeah, unfortunately, we stopped doing that like 5 years ago.
Got it. Okay. Well, then I will give them a call, I guess, to see what I need to do to be able to allow this to go through.
Okay. Yeah, and just let them know that you did get the message and that you did type in the yes to the reply that you were making that charge, and just tell them I'm paying for marketing and I'm trying to make the charge for $2,700, but it says I exceeded my limit. Sometimes the bank, they do that for a reason, just to prevent any type of issues, you know what I mean, on your account.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not a U.S. bank or a Wells Fargo, it's a more local bank.
Oh, that's probably why. So it's just an extra precaution, that's all. Okay, so why don't you give them a call? I have all of your notes, and then you have my number. Do you want me to call you back, Will, in about an hour?
Sure. That would be great.
Okay. I will give you a call in an hour then, okay?
All right, Nadine. Thank
you. All right. I'll talk to you shortly. Okay. You can also text me if you talk to the bank sooner and you get through. You can reply to my text message, and I'll call you right back.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right. Talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye. You're welcome.